As we begin learning Masechta Chulin, and the beginning of Masechta discusses the mitzvah of Shechita, the Gemara, later in our Masechta and Daf Chav Ches Amar Aleph, quotes the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'zovachta kashet sivisicha, and teaches us the Gemara, Tanya Rebbe Omer, Melamech Nitzdava Moshe Rabbeinu. From this Pasuk we learned that Moshe Rabbeinu was told, commanded, alaveshed vela kana, that one has to cut the veshet and the kana, varoiv echad ba'oif, and that the halacha by oif midoraisa is that you have to cut the majority of one simen, varoiv shnai ba'behema, by an animal, in order for it to be considered a valid shchita, you have to cut the majority of two of the simonim, v'hainu. That means to teach us the Shnitzdava Moshe Rabbeinu al Shechita. Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded on Hilchas Shechita, which applies by Behema, by Chaya, and by Oif. And there's a very fundamental machloikis Rishonim if Shechita is a mitzvah. Tosfos Masechta Shavuos, Daf Chof Dalet Amud Aleph, Divrei Hamaskel Oischol, teaches us that the pasuk that we just quoted of a zavachta is a mitzvah say, and therefore, according to Tosfos, if somebody who eats from an animal that wasn't slaughtered properly, besides the fact that he is over the aveira of eating a nevela or eva menachai, if matters. If he took it while the animal was alive, he's over Eva Menachai. If he ate from the animal after it's dead, he's over the Isser Nevela. Besides for that, according to Tosfos, he's also over the Lav of Eina Zavuach. That he's eating an animal, he's over the Asay of eating, by eating an animal that wasn't slaughtered properly, he's over a mitzvah Asay of eating something that wasn't slaughtered properly. The Ritzva, however, disagrees. And he holds that V'zavachta is only here to take away the lav. In other words, one may not eat an animal that's a nevela. How do you avoid eating a nevela? By shechting. But not that there's specifically a mitzvah say a mitzvah shechita. The Rambam in Hilchas Shechita, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, clearly holds the Shechita is a mitzvah asay. For as the Rambam says, mitzvah asay sheyishchoit mi sheyirtze lecha bas behem chai v'oif. Somebody wants to eat the meat shechecht v'akach yoichol shenemar v'zavachta mebekorcha u'mitzoyncha. And so too is the opinion of the Smag and the opinion of the Rajba. The Kesef Mishnah, in focusing on the words that the Rambam used, sheyishchot mi sheyirtze lechol, what is the Rambam trying to teach us with those words? Says the Kesef Mishnah that the Rambam is teaching us that there are two types of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah kiyumis, and there's a mitzvah chiyuvis. A mitzvah chiyuvis is a mitzvah that one is obligated to do. For example, one is obligated to put on tefillin. One is obligated to hear shofar Rosh Hashanah. One is obligated to sit on a sukkah on Sukkos. One is obligated to take the dalaminim on Sukkos. That's called a mitzvah chiyuvis. Even though the Rambam says the Kesef Mishnah is of the opinion that shechita is a mitzvah asay, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. You're not obligated to eat meat. The mitzvah is that if you want to eat meat, you have to shecht. The Prima Gadim, however, in the Psicha to Hilchas Shechita in Shoyrish Beis, says the opinion of Rashi and Riva is that shechita is not a mitzvah. The Ravid in the Rambam, the Sefer Mitzvahs, counts shechita as one of the mitzvahs asay, and the Ravid says zu ein li tam. What he's saying, I disagree. V'ulo lav haba mechlal esay esay. He wants to say maybe it's a lav haba mechlal esay. And as the Mefarshim, the Emek Shaila, explained the opinion of the Ravid, because the Ravid holds that the entire purpose of Shechita is just to take away the lav of Nevela, in order that we should be able to eat the meat, but not to say that it's a mitzvah. The Miches Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tuf Nun Aleph, says, what's a nafgamina on how we look at the mitzvahs of Shechita? So it says, if the entire purpose of Shechita is to take away the Issa Nevela, so therefore, let's say somebody will eat a Nevela, Shloi Kederach Achila, in an abnormal fashion, he wouldn't be over this in the Vela. And since there is no specific mitzvah shechita, there is no isra say of Eina Zavuach, he will have not done an Aveira. But according to the Rambam, even if we'll say that by eating it, Shloi Kederach, by eating this Nevela, Shloi Kederach Achila, one has not been over a lav of Nevela, but still, the meat he ate was Eina Zavuach. And if the meat that he ate was Eina Zavuach, then he will have been over. If the meat he ate was Eina Zavuach, he's over that mitzvah sasei, even if he ate it, Shloi Kederach Achila. Another nafkamina is, when somebody shechs, does he have to have in mind that he's fulfilling a mitzvah? If we'll say, like Tosfos and the Rambam, that shechita is a mitzvah, say, so l'chatchila for sure, the halacha is that mitzvah tzriches kavana. So when you're doing the mitzvah shechita, then you should have kavana to fulfill that mitzvah. If, however, will say that it's not a mitzvah asay, that one doesn't just a way to be able to get you to be able to eat the meat, then you don't have to have specific kavana when you fulfill the mitzvah, when you do the shechita. However, I did see that the Radvaz is of the opinion that even if you hold that shechita is a mitzvah, and even if we hold certainly l'chatchila the mitzvahs tzriches kavana, the halacha will be that since the main point of the shechita is only to be able to eat the meat, the halacha will be that you don't have to have kavana, because the main purpose is just to be able to eat the meat. In fact, he brings a very nice raya. The Gemara, in Masecht, later in our Masecht, on Daf Yudal Ramad Aleph, discusses the shayla of a shaychet b'Shabbos. If a piece of meat was slaughtered on Shabbos, is that piece of meat kosher or not? And the Gemara says that the shechitas k'sher, the meat is kosher. But we know, the Gemara in Masecht, the Tamura discusses, if the Torah tells you not to do something, if you did it, it wouldn't help. So you're not supposed to eat without shechita, and shechita is a mitzvah, so how could it work? So we see from here, because the main purpose of the shechita says the Ratvaz, is not to fulfill a mitzvah. The main purpose is to be able to eat, to have that the meat is kosher, and here the meat is kosher. Another nafgamina will be if somebody shechted with a knife of Avodah Zorah. If we'll say that Shechit is a mitzvah, and we know you're not allowed to have Hanoah from Avodah Zorah. So if we'll say that Shechit is a mitzvah, so we'll be able to apply the concept of mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu. But if we'll say that Shechita is not a mitzvah, so we can't apply here the concept of mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu, and then the halach will be that the Shechita, so it'll turn out that you had Hanoah from the knife of Avodah Zorah, and therefore you're not allowed to have Hanoah from the knife of Avodah Zorah, and you would not be allowed to eat that meat because you're having Hanoah from Avodah Zorah. However, I did see, going back to something that we discussed earlier in our shiur, that even according to the Rambam, as the Kesef Mishnah explained, that Shechita is a mitzvah, said the Kesef Mishnah, that Shechita is a mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah chiyuvis. And therefore, some achronim want to suggest that when do we say the concept of mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu? Only by mitzvah chiyuvis. This is a point from the Shas of Tshuvas Oinu Yontif. Not by a mitzvah kiyumis, which even according to the Rambam, Shechita is a mitzvah kiyumis. Another nafkamina would be if you're allowed to shecht while you're wearing gloves. If we'll say that it's a mitzvah, as many Rishonim say, so then it's a bizui mitzvah that you wore gloves, that you weren't ready to use your bare hands to fulfill a mitzvah. But if the only purpose of the shechita is just to take off the isin nevela, to be able to allow you to eat meat, then maybe you would be allowed to wear gloves. However, there are many poskim, Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this, and the Shas of Tshuvas Igros Moshe, Yoredeya Chelek Beis, Simen Tezayin, that since you're only wearing gloves to prevent your hands from getting dirty, it's not because you don't have the proper respect for the mitzvah, the halacha will be that you're allowed to wear gloves when you do shechita. Moreover, I saw in the Darkei Tshuva, in Hilchos Shechita, Simen Aleph, Sifkat Aleph, says the Darkei Tshuva, and this is very much in line with what we've been discussing in our shiur, says the Darkei Tshuva, that even that this point, a person should try to fulfill every mitzvah at least once in his life. Says the Darkei Tshuva, even if there's a point in trying to fulfill every mitzvah at least once in your life, one need not go out of his way to try to fulfill mitzvah shechita even once in his life.